When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? You're listening to another episode of Loud About Nothing. It's me, your boy, the hottest dude in the podcast game, Sebastian Canelli. And as always, per usual, we got the cute boy here himself, Robbie Boy. Robbie, say hello to the beautiful people.
Beautiful people, what's going on?
What's going on? I went back to your alma mater yesterday.
Yes, you did. How was it?
I asked them, I go, do you know about Robbie Nunes? And they go, you know Mr. Rob?
No, they didn't.
The legend?
They didn't.
I said, yeah, what did he do? He goes, he changed all frats. He got rid of beer and he made it arts and crafts. He made it all a talent show.
I wish so.
He got rid of all the misogyny in the school, and he made us all do High School Musical dances together.
I wish that was the case. I don't think it's true. But,
oh, Rob, the legend, the legend of Rob. We tried to erect a statue of him, but he said, nothing on me will ever be erect. The legend of Rob.
The legend of me. It's paining me to not genuinely ask you if anyone mentioned my name, but I know that no one did. So it is what it is.
I mean, I will tell you the truth if you ask me.
I don't, there's no way.
I mean, I
haven't been there in, it's 9 years. I graduated 9 years ago, which
is
crazy.
That's not the question.
Yeah, my legacy is non-existent.
The question is,
do I have a legacy at TCNJ?
No.
I don't think it exists.
Did anyone ask me about you?
Okay.
I mean,
did anyone ask?
Are you asking me seriously?
I mean, I know the answer is no, but sure, I'm going to ask seriously.
If you know the answer, why ask the
question?
Okay,
I don't want to ask. Great. I don't want to ask.
Great. Love it. Thank you. Moving on.
You had a nice time?
Who cares?
Who cares? All right. Did anyone ask about me?
See,
seriously.
I see. I knew. Did you have a nice
did
time?
Anyone ask about me?
Fugazi
did
question?
Anyone ask about
I
me?
I could just feel it, that it's a baloney question that you just asked me.
Did anyone ask about me?
You want to ask that question.
Yes.
You, as a 30-year-old man...
You put the idea in my head.
I just want to know, you as a 30-year-old man wants to ask me, does anyone ask about me from my college year, from my college?
Correct.
As a 30-year-old, I wonder if anyone's talking about me at the old college.
Okay, all right. I rescind the question.
No, I just want to know, because I'll give you the truthful answer.
All right, yes, I want to know.
Ask me the question, but I'll only give you the truthful answer if you phrase it how I want. And this is how you have to ask.
Hello, Sebastian Canelli.
No, I don't want my. I don't want to be involved.
Right.
I don't want to be on record for asking. I'm never wondering if people are thinking about me at my college.
Look, man, I know I'm 30, but I was just wondering. You went to my old school, and I used to be very involved in that school, and I was just wondering, anybody asked about me?
Robbie, not a soul.
Not a soul. Of course not.
You are so far removed.
Of course not. Of course not.
Not a soul.
Yeah, of course not.
Does that hurt?
I wouldn't. No, I don't know anyone there either.
I did bump what? Into a bunch of swim boys.
Okay.
And I remember that you said your frat turned into the swimming frat.
Oh, I didn't. I don't know if I said that. I think somebody.
That guy DJ did.
Somebody that you knew did.
And so then I asked them. I go, oh, are you guys in the swimming frat? They go, yeah. I go, I think my friend. And then I went, never mind.
Yeah, that's right.
I literally said to them, I said, I think my friend, never mind. I don't need to connect to you.
I agree with you.
And they all just laughed and we went separate ways.
I agree with you.
I literally caught myself, your embodiment, you're leaked into my brain. And I started asking college kids.
Yeah, no, that's good.
And then I had to stop.
I think that's good. I think you did the right move.
Thank you.
I've been, it's weird, not directly related to this at all.
Oh God.
It just came up in conversation, but I,
oh God, not directly. Then how are we getting there?
I mean, you going to TCNJ had no effect on this behavior from me.
What were you thinking?
Recent
all day
behavior.
When I'm there.
Nothing. I forgot you were there.
Oh.
Until you sent me the picture. But I've been recently rewatching. So every year there'd be two big competitions at my school. Greek Week and Homecoming, and you would do like lip sync dance hybrid videos type of things. Mm-hmm. And I've been rewatching some of my old lip sync dance routines that I did recently, and they just didn't age well as far as like the production.
What? You did blackface?
No.
Oh
no.
Then how did it not age well?
No. Just it doesn't look as good online. I thought this was like,
what do you mean it didn't, crazy. It didn't age well?
All right, maybe it didn't age. It didn't on the internet. It doesn't look as good. Like, I thought I was doing these like crazy dance moves that we had these like awesome routines.
I think that you're confusing didn't age well to
it was never did, that good.
You
it
didn't
was
understand
never that good.
Reality.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, that's true.
Didn't age well is like someone that says you're something right. offensive and go, we didn't know back then. Did you just were delusional?
Yes,
and
correct.
Finally. You have enough separation that you correct. Go, maybe this was small potatoes and not that great.
I thought it was great. And a lot of people, we would win first place. So this is what I
against
wanted to get to.
College.
Against other frats, yeah.
You're at home getting high watching old frat videos?
I did. All right. I just went to a bachelorette party last weekend.
That's not the question.
And they pulled out a lip sync dance video that they all did together when they were in college. And they went to college 10 years before. 8 years before me.
That's the time to go to pull it out.
At a bachelorette thing.
With all your
you're
friends
right.
from
not
college.
Not when I'm alone.
And you know what's hard?
All right, I wasn't alone. I was with two friends, but still.
Were they in the videos?
No.
You were making your friends watch videos of you in college lip sync?
I wasn't even lip syncing. I'm like a spotter. I'm a extra in this live performance for the ones I was watching. I didn't really start it until my senior year.
So this is really hard for me right now.
Okay.
Because I know that the audience thinks you're cute.
Okay.
And it's really hard for me to hear this stuff and not make fun of you.
You can make fun of me.
No.
I deserve to be made fun of. I was in a frat. I was doing frat behavior.
No, but also it's I'm not worried about your frat behavior. I'm worried about your current behavior.
Oh, I see.
Of you.
No, I just happened to do it recently.
What was the, how'd you pitch it to your friends that you want to watch these videos?
I forget how it came up.
How convenient.
I forget.
How convenient. He remembers every single number ever existing. Well,
I forget
he could tell you,
it came up.
He could tell you the exact year of the start of the World War I. He could tell you why it started. He could tell you every declaration. He could recite the whole Declaration
of
Independence.
I can't do that. I can't do that.
But.
I don't know. I don't know how it came up.
You don't know how it came
no.
up?
No.
It just naturally, just like how it came up now, naturally.
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 And naturally.
Then, were they high?
No.
They were sober. Were you high?
I was, yeah.
So you got high and see now, imagine this in a movie.
Okay.
Two friends go over to this guy's house and that guy gets high and makes them watch videos of him in college. Now, here's the thing. Who's the main character in that story and who leaves that scenario going, wow, that guy was insane?
I remember how it came up, but you're right. I look wild.
That's a little kooky.
I
how
look
did
wild.
It come up?
My friend was...
I'm using my sweet voice for
okay.
you right now.
Okay.
I don't know if you could tell.
My friend, a woman.
What was that? You just flexed your hands?
No, I'm about to talk. I talk with my hands sometimes.
No, but you went like this.
I collected before I spoke with my hands. If you watch YouTube, I speak with my hands. My friend hit me up and she was like, do you have the 5D ZTA dance video from 2011? Which I wasn't even in the frat at this time. And I go to my other friend who's in the frat, who I knew knows where all the dance videos are. Granted, this is 2011. We're in 2024. And
thank you.
I'm going to say her name because I don't think she'll care. He goes, Josie Facebook, and the woman who hit me up was that person. Yeah. No, the woman who hit me up was Josie, and it was on her Facebook. So she was looking for this video that was on her Facebook. My friend knew where it was. He knows where everything is, and just knew it was on her Facebook. She goes back. She's like, "Oh my god, it was on my Facebook." But I thought it was gonna be like for a bachelorette situation. This was before I even did this bachelorette, and she said no. Her friend's 4-year-old daughter. Was nervous for a dance recital and she wanted to show her, look, mommy used to do these dance recitals too. So she wanted to show her the video. My friend didn't know where it was. She hit me up. It was on her Facebook the whole time. So I think I told that story and then we got down the line of watching these videos. But what I wanted to say
we didn't even get to the point
was
yet.
in my school.
I can't believe the point didn't happen yet.
In my school, there would be these.
Wait, say the word school again.
School.
How come when you say it the first time you went in my school?
In my school? I don't know. In my school, you would have these competitions, these dance and lip sync competitions, and the women would really want to win because they were dance. A lot of them went danced as kids, or like they were competition. They had a competition about like performance, and they cared about how it looked, and it was like a big important thing that they would compete with the other women on campus. They would use it to like recruitment. Oh, join us, we're the better whatever. It was a big thing to use for recruitment.
This is before feminism, when women fought with lip sync battles.
Well, that's
is that what and you're like, saying?
I mean,
it was before women supported women,
crafts,
and they would hate each other. And
I would say there's still a lot of women not supporting women in sorority life. I will say this. I tried to make it we're all on the same team. We should all recruit one big family, and then you get all these people in, and then we'll decide where they go. We don't want to be putting each other down.
You were all about women supporting women, and they weren't even. You were ahead of them.
I was.
Look at you. You know, every innocent man holds his hands up like this as he speaks. His hands are up behind his head.
Absolutely.
Almost ready to be arrested.
Absolutely.
As he goes, I was women before, supported women.
Yeah, for sure. I was. But.
So what was.
So
did
you
we get
could,
to the point yet?
You could be. You could level up as a frat if you just did a good job and in these arts and crafts. So there would be like a big banner you would have to paint that would be like 40 feet by 10 feet banners. You would have to learn these like dance routines, lip sync routines. Like you would have to really lock in to these performances and arts and crafts stuff. And if you were to win, which my frat ended up doing before I got there, you kind of level up and it's like, all right, all now the higher tier, which all of Greek
so
life
wait,
is ridiculous.
Let me
and
just
it
get
like
here.
Is extremely, I don't agree with Greek life really anymore. And I was the president of it because it's very vain, we'll say.
Wait, let me just
and superficial.
See any other adjectives before I jump in?
No, I think that's good. Vain and superficial.
So frats at your college would level up by their arts and crafts skills.
You could. It was a way to level up. It was a way to level up socially by doing good arts and crafts, good dancing, and good lip syncing. And my frat saw an opportunity before I got there, and that's kind of how they leveled up. And then it forced all the other frats to kind of take all of this stuff a little more seriously. Because the good ones were like, we're going to lose our position here socially if we're not doing what's right by these women.
By the women?
Yeah, because they wanted to win. They're taking it seriously. They're putting all this effort in. So if you pick a cool frat and they're just like la-di-da, not taking it seriously, and then they lose and the women take all, they're like, we're going to go with the guys who take this seriously. And then the thing was during these two competitions, you party with that, your partner for 10 days straight. So you become friends with them. So even if you're not hooking up, you party for 10 days straight and you're like, all right, now we're socially close with them. So it was a way, it was like a strategic social move to be good at dancing, lip syncing, and arts and crafts, which is interesting and probably pretty unique, I would say, to TCNJ.
And when you returned to those videos, you realized that you weren't even that good at
horrible. They were bad. We just had a few people who could do gymnastics well. Some people were pretty good.
Okay.
Performers.
Are we going to land on that? It was amazing. But
it wasn't amazing.
By the end of
no,
this
combo? It also was just like the quality of the video was really bad.
Well, that's not
the
your
sound
fault.
Was bad.
It's not your fault.
Yeah.
That's technology then.
There is one that I did star in that I thought was pretty funny, but I can't find it anywhere. I was Zoolander.
You know what?
What?
It might be better left unturned.
You think so?
Yeah.
Probably. It was probably bad.
It might be better left unturned. You as Zoolander lip singing.
Lip speaking and singing. Yeah.
Speaking.
Yeah.
Nice.
Full face of makeup.
Oh, didn't age well.
Didn't age well? No, it's not blackface. It's just makeup.
Oh, okay.
Men can wear makeup. I've worn makeup
face?
In high school. Yeah.
What do you mean you wore makeup in high school?
I did eyeliner once in high school.
One day
somebody,
as a joke.
Somebody gave me eyeliner.
As a joke.
I guess, I don't know if it was a joke. I was wearing ripped skinny jeans and a American Eagle shirt. They said I looked like Joe Jonas.
Everyone wore ripped skinny jeans and American Eagle shirt at that time.
You did?
No.
So?
But here's
not
the thing.
Everyone.
We wouldn't. I wasn't. That year was 2008?
Probably. Exactly 2008.
I was wearing fucking jerseys and baggy ass pants drinking 40s. Like, what do we do? I was wearing the. Like,
so,
we were.
Not everyone. Not no, everyone.
Okay. You can't say I used to wear makeup in high school.
I wore makeup in high school once.
Great. So that I probably wore more makeup in high school than you.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
At that turn.
You're right.
And I'm not going around saying I wore makeup
you
in high
makeup
school.
You wore makeup for the plays.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, you might have worn more makeup.
I definitely wore more makeup than high school than you. And I'm not saying I wore
okay,
makeup
all right,
in high
I shouldn't
school.
Say that. You're absolutely right.
I mean, we just want to get the story straight.
I agree.
Nice. Well, I'm happy that you... Nothing like me going to work taking you down memory lane.
Yeah, my old... Yeah, I was there. I was there. That's where I lived. 4 years. It was quite the time.
I know. Your glory days.
No, I'm always headed in a positive direction. I don't love who I was in that time. I think I made a lot of mistakes. For sure. Which, speaking of which, come to my show tonight. Sebastian will be there. I wrote this thing that I'm going to be reading while experiencing TCNJ. I think I was probably home. But after my first semester of college, I wrote this thing to my ex-girlfriend for Christmas. And yeah, I'm reading it on stage. Sebastian will be there. He's not heard it. It's going to be a lot of fun. There's a few tickets left. So please, if you're listening to this, please grab a ticket. Come out tonight, 7:30, May 7th. Yeah, I'm super excited.
Beautiful. Beautiful. I went and I was with my buddy.
Okay.
And we're driving down and we're driving back and he stopped and we got something like some food and I heard him order a cookie with his food.
Okay.
Have you ever heard a grown man order a cookie at a counter before?
I've ordered a cookie at a counter recently.
Every grown man orders a cookie the same way.
What?
Hey, how you doing? Let me get a black coffee and I'll have a cookie. You kind of whisper the cookie part.
Okay.
I'll do a cookie.
Yeah, let me get a cookie.
Yeah, right?
Right at the end?
Exactly.
Okay.
You never start with the cookie.
You pretend it's an impromptu decision?
It might be the reason why you're there.
But you have to pretend like it's an impromptu.
You order something tough first. Okay. How's the veal? How's the veal?
Veal and a cookie.
How's the veal? Ah, no, I'm not going to do the veal. You know what? Just give me a black coffee. And the cookie. Just to be behind my friend Tim and hear him go, yeah, I'll do that. And I'll have a cookie. Made me laugh so much. I think that there is a thing that you whisper the cookie part. Because cookies does bring you back to childhood.
Yeah. I mean, I used to, the sandwich spot by me that was really popular made homemade brownies, and it was very customary that everyone that walked in would get a sandwich and a brownie. So maybe I'm skewed a little bit.
A brownie's a different game.
You think brownie's different than a cookie?
Yeah, I'll do.
Cookie's more childish.
Cookies. But you think about your first experience with cookies.
Don't even remember.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'll have a cookie. A cookie. That's 100% what it is. A brownie's a little tougher. Brownie's got goo.
Brownie does have goo.
You could get sick from a brownie.
You could get sick from a brownie.
I never heard anyone getting food poisoning from cookies. Have you?
No.
People, they say don't eat the batter. That's lies.
You think so?
Oh, God. I believe the earth is round, but I believe you could eat cookie batter.
Okay. I've eaten it before.
I've eaten it. And yeah, the raw egg. What's the matter?
I don't know. Yeah.
So that was fun. Because I stopped in the 7-Eleven that you always talk about.
No, that okay. The 7-Eleven wasn't it. It was the Quick Check was where I would go. But I've spent many nights outside that 7-Eleven also.
I thought that you said you went to that 7-Eleven.
No,
too.
I've spent a lot of nights outside that 7-Eleven.
Oh, okay.
And obviously went there a lot. It was the closest convenience store to my house.
Oh, yeah. I went to the Quick Check last time.
ATM to my house. But the Quick Check was where I would go and get the sandwich. The Quick Check was a little
No,
further.
I know. I went to the Quick Check last time. This time I mixed it up and went to
you
the 7-Eleven.
You went to the 7-Eleven, nice.
Yeah. I can't hit all the spots every time
for
I
sure.
go down.
For sure, no. I would have went. If you go again, maybe I'll go. If you ever go again.
I'm not inviting you. It'll be awkward, Robbie.
Why would it be awkward?
Because I'm going to this show and I'm like, hey, I brought my buddy here who went to school here 10 years ago. He's going to sit in the back.
I would maybe walk around.
That's even worse. I'm letting a man loose on the campus.
They want me to go. They email me all the time. Come back. They want us to donate.
I'll drop you 10 blocks away.
Okay.
I'll drop you at the 7-Eleven.
I would see if my friend that works there was there. I would try to be like, let's go get lunch. I'm going to be on campus. Well, you've not gone back to your campus at all?
No, I did.
You did.
And they wrote an article about me.
That's nice.
Yeah. I was remembered.
That's nice. I could get an article.
They wrote. I shot a web series on their campus.
Oh, that is really nice.
Some of the students in the broadcasting program PA'd for it and worked on the web series.
Oh, that's great.
And yeah, I like connected the whole thing.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And then they wrote an article about me and they go, former, and then school newspaper. They go, Sebastian Canelli, former blah blah, is doing UCB web series. And woman who plays Elaine in improvised Seinfeld. They didn't even find out her name. It was like such a bad thing.
Yeah.
It was such a bad write up. I felt bad for the person that wrote it because they didn't have a future.
Well, they're in college. Hopefully they
couldn't
learn.
Even look up
Hopefully
what
they
the
learn.
Woman's name was.
Hopefully they learn. Yeah.
They couldn't even look up the name. That's pretty bad.
That's not good.
No. No.
That's not good.
No, not at all. But it was nice. It was good, and it gets me thinking about a lot of stuff, you know?
What?
I'm always thinking.
You are.
I'm trying to read. I'm reading the book now my dad gave me. Haven't told him yet.
Okay.
Can't wait to show up and give him the book and go, I finished. Pretty good.
When did he give it to you?
Why are you going to do me dirty like that?
Because you're acting like it's going to be this big moment. I think that time has passed.
Why are you going to do me dirty like
Why?
That?
Because you have this fantasy.
Why are you going to...
It was pretty good. That's cool if you did it in a week. It's got to be at least 2 months since he's given it to you.
No.
No?
No. A month and a half.
A month and a half. Okay.
And I'm about 40 pages in. Okay. But I'll tell you
pretty
this.
Good.
The fan, I'll finish a book just so I could go, not bad. Oh, God. I lied about reading a book the other day.
To who?
Someone that bought me a book.
Oh. And what did you... Did you Google while they were in the bathroom?
No. I'm pretty
some
good.
Points?
I'm pretty good at faking a thing.
You just knew some hot. You knew a few things that you could get that person going on.
Yeah.
Some sentences or buzzwords.
Yeah. They bought me a book and then they brought it up. I go, yeah, it was great. I go, yeah, heavy.
I don't want to talk about it now.
Thank you. It's not
truly
wrong time and place.
Thank
but
you.
Yeah, I appreciate. I needed that.
Thank you. Yeah, that. Yeah.
But I don't want to do that to my father.
Okay, so you're gonna do it.
I'm reading this book just to have that moment that I throw the book on the table. Go, pretty good.
Yeah,
but I'm not.
I'm not reading like that.
No, that's okay.
The last time I read, I was romantically involved.
Yeah, and you read Dorian Gray.
The picture of Dorian Gray.
Yeah. He went back to his high school roots. Next, he's reading The Great Gatsby.
Maybe I will.
Yeah, you know Robbie has a crush on somebody when he's reading To Kill a Mockingbird.
You're not wrong.
Yeah. Like,
you know, if I'm reading To Kill a Mockingbird, it is because I have a crush on someone. To Kill a Mockingbird, I've already read. I don't think I need to read it again. Even though it was 8th
Shots grade. Fired, Harper Lee. Go fuck yourself.
I don't need to reread books.
So today I want to talk about... So I've been counting my steps. I've been doing it.
Okay.
Looking at how I'm living and stuff like that. I see the future.
You see the future?
I see the future. One, someone
pulled... A few steps and you can see the future. Clairvoyant.
I don't think what does clairvoyant mean?
I think it means you can see the future, clearly.
Really?
I'm pretty sure.
Oh. I thought, yeah. Clairvoyant, huh?
I don't know words like that either, and I'm not trying to flex, but I think that's what it means.
Clairvoyant. That's a fun word.
A person who claims to have a supernatural ability to perceive events in the future or beyond normal sensory contact.
Wow.
Knocked it out of the park.
That's perfect.
I'm pretty bad with words.
Hey, everybody. We are super excited because we have a sponsor for today's episode, and that sponsor is Sunset Lake CBD, and they have a new product, and that's why they're our sponsor today. They are the Delta 9 gummies. They are 50 milligrams of CBD and 5 milligrams of THC in every one of these gummies. Guys, these will get you ripped. Honestly,
take enough.
I've been take enough. I take one.
Oh wow, you feel nice off one.
Well, it depends how much you can handle of the
THC.
True.
That's
right.
True.
One, it So what I like about these is that Sunset Lake, it's not like these random gummies that you're buying throughout Brooklyn and the city, going into a store, and I'm not sure how much the dosage is going to be, where it's coming from, if there's pesticides in these. These are gluten-free, vegan. I know exactly the farm that they came from. Every single gummy has the same amount of THC, same amount of CBD in it. So I know if I take one, I'll feel this. If I take two, I cannot take phone calls. If you want to hang with the boys and maybe make the podcast a little bit funnier, we need a little help sometimes. grab some of these Sunset Lake Delta 9 gummies. Also, if you're a lighter weight than me, go check out the Good Vibe gummies from Sunset Lake CBD. They are 1 milligram THC, so that you could really figure out how much you want to take. So if you want a little something more with the punch, go for the Delta 9s. If you want something a little lighter, go with the Sunset Lake, go with the Good Vibe gummies. And those will be 1 milligram THC. They also have tons of other CBD products there. What I consume, as me personally, I like THC. I like the THC. Use the promo code LOUD, 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 when you buy these gummies. They're a good deal online with the promo code. You'll get a discount, and you'll be supporting the podcast while having a little fun, too. So use that promo code LOUD on Sunset Lake CBDs and cop some of these Delta 9 gummies to feel that funny, funny energy. Beautiful, Robbie. Let's get back to the show.
So you see the future. What does the future behold us?
Me taking steps. Me walking. So the future holds for me a whole bag of hotness.
Hot?
Whole bag of me being hot.
Okay, beautiful.
So now I'm thinking this.
Okay.
How is my life going to be different when I am finally the hottest man I could be?
Okay.
I'm not talking hot like cute.
Cute.
I'm talking hot like someone, some people stop in their tracks okay. to see.
Before you open your mouth.
Before you open your mouth, you're hot.
Not personality, not any of the things that are attractive, we'll say, in a relationship. Just, I look at them, they're hot.
Objectively sexy person. Hot. Objectively sexy. Sexy. Objectively a piece and a half.
Okay. Objective by the standards that we'll say that be. You know, in the world we live in.
You know when someone's so hot they defy sexuality and everyone jerks off to them?
No. Who's that for you? Who are you jerking off to?
I mean, in theory. I'm saying in theory.
I don't know, man. I don't theory. Know. I love Johnny Sins, but I'm not jerking off to him unless there's a woman involved.
Theory.
Okay.
In theory, a man that defies sexuality.
Who is that? In theory.
I don't know. I mean, I was watching the Tom Brady roast, and he was pretty much a piece.
You did watch the Tom Brady roast?
Netflix. I got a thing to say to you. You know what these piece of shit companies like Netflix do? Actually, what? I shouldn't be shitting on them. I kind of need a deal one day. Eventually, okay. I'm going to need someone. But Netflix literally took away live TV and made everything happen streaming whenever you want. And now what are they doing? They're going back to live. You know how annoying that is?
Yeah, they've always been pretty upfront of what their intention was, though, which is to take over television.
Yeah.
To take over. They've said this the whole time.
They got rid of television.
Yeah.
See, I guess this is how you do something. You destroy the model and then go back to what the model was.
That's what they've said. They wanted to become HBO before HBO became that. They're just going further and further eating these other brands. Those are their competition.
You know they're going to start buying movie theaters.
I could see that.
Netflix and Amazon.
I could for sure see that.
Movie theaters for each company in the future. We're fucked.
We are fucked. We are really fucked. But at least you're going to be hot in the future. Hotter than you are now.
So I'm walking. No more of that. I'm taking none of that.
All right, fine. None of it. None of it. None of it. He can't handle it.
I'm taking none of that from you
today. He can't handle it. He can't handle it.
I can't handle it.
You can't handle it.
I don't need your phony baloney.
It's not phony baloney.
You're telling me you can't.
It's not phony baloney.
You're telling me you. No, it's all phony. I'm not taking any.
How is it not phony baloney?
I could cite resources how it's not phony baloney. How it's phony baloney.
I could cite resources too.
Go ahead, cite one.
Hundreds of people are attracted to you every day.
But you're not.
I mean.
Give me one time that you looked at me and said, wow.
Sebastian looks good? I would say all the time.
Not look good.
All the time.
Not look good.
What?
Wow, Sebastian looks hot today. Tell me one time you looked at me and thought I looked hot.
You've looked hot.
Tell me one moment.
I look at you all the time.
Tell me one moment you thought I was hot.
I
need an example.
I look at Sebastian more than anyone on this fucking planet.
That's true.
That is true.
I saw the truth there. So, but give me one specific moment.
I would say countless times when I've been on the thing. Oh, Sebastian, am I saying you look hot? Maybe. I don't. Sure. Hot, good. What does it matter? I think for mostly men, I go, yeah, for sure.
Well, we'll proceed. We'll proceed then.
Okay.
Whoops, I got too excited. I almost knocked over my coffee.
Many of times, it looks good. You look good, for sure.
Robbie goes, ugh, our AI that we put Sebastian through really helps. No, it's not
AI, the only AI.
No, that
I don't put a filter on.
No, that, oh.
Sometimes I look, sometimes I don't. Sometimes we look good.
Sometimes I got, you know, you're right. Sometimes I got stains on my shirt. Sometimes I got boogies. Sometimes I got a hair sticking straight up.
Sometimes when you're on a roll, I don't know, you look good.
Okay. Well, I'm doing my steps.
Okay.
And I'm thinking about the world. If I were hot.
Okay.
And what that world's going to be for me.
Yes. Let the record show, I thought you were hot before we did the pot too. I'm not lying. It was more surprising to me than anything to find out that you don't think you're hot. I must say, to learn this as we've done the podcast.
You know what? The cameras will go off. The mics will go off.
No, I'm not
and
lying.
And I'll go to Robbie in the kitchen.
I'm not lying.
I'll be cooking his fish
this
today.
This is lies.
I'll be cooking his fish. I'll go, so, you really meant what you said?
I'll say yes. I will for sure say yes.
All right. We'll see tonight. We'll see in a few hours.
Okay, we'll see for sure.
So if I were hot, I was thinking about what I would do. What would be if I was classically hot, as they say. As the women in the past have told me, if I was conventionally attractive.
Conventionally attractive.
Right?
Okay.
What would I do? What would that world look like for me?
Okay.
And I was thinking about all the beautiful things I would do. First thing I would do, I would put on a gray sweatpants and see what all the hype was about.
Gray sweatpants?
I would, as an unconventionally uggo, as a man that's not conventionally hot,
okay.
I don't know what it's like to walk in the world with gray sweatpants and have that look. Because I wear gray sweatpants and I look like a person that doesn't fit into their jeans.
Okay.
I look like that's the defaults, not a relaxed day.
I see.
No one's looking at me in gray sweatpants going, he looks good. People are looking at me in gray sweatpants going, I hope he's okay. A fat man in gray sweatpants is the I hope he's okay moment.
I'm learning.
A thin man walking around in gray sweatpants? Ooga booga.
I take it as if I'm wearing like an outfit like that, I'm not hot that day.
But everything on the internet says otherwise.
Okay. Everything. I feel like I'm someone who, if I show up and I care about my appearance, I can look hot. But if I don't care about my appearance and I'm not really, like, if I'm not putting a little bit of effort in, then it doesn't happen.
But that's the beauty about being so hot. To be so hot, you have to put no effort in is the goal.
I'm saying, if I don't put effort in, I'm not hot. There's some people that are effortlessly hot. I don't think I'm one of those people.
Then we gotta get you there.
I think I'm someone, I don't think that's possible at this point.
I think
I'm not going to grow.
I don't think it's
I'm not going to.
You know how I know I'm not hot sometimes? Because people see me and they'll talk to me in person and they'll ask how tall I am. I'll tell them and they go, no way. That's how I know I'm not hot. That people will tell me to my face, I'm not above 6 feet. They say, no
way. That's crazy. That's crazy.
Literally, people will say to me, no, you're not.
That's wild to me.
And I'm so big. I'll be like towering over the person.
That's wild.
And they go, you can't be 6 foot or else you'd be hot. That's literally, people have said no way to me.
You're not even, you're 6'3". You're not even close to 6 foot.
I'm not.
If you were like 6'1", 5", like just 6 foot.
Nope.
Now you are decidedly above 6 foot.
And people
not even
have said,
disputable.
And that's how I know, there's two ways I know I'm ugly, right? One is when I say my height, people say no way, because they can't actually fathom that I'm that tall.
Okay.
They go, no way. Ooh, we got a lot of mess going on if you're over 6 feet.
Okay.
Two, when I was younger and I applied for a job at a restaurant, they put me in back of house. Okay. That's a quick way to know how hot you are. You go to a restaurant, you find out if they put you in front of house or back of house.
Okay.
Because they tossed me with the fucking trolls in the back.
Okay.
I went in the back with a bunch of trolls, and I remember the guy I met. He goes, hey, how you doing? You smoke Noopy Hundreds? And he goes, on Fridays we get paid. I don't have a bank account, but I could drive you to the check cashing place. And I said, Where am I? And then a hot girl came, says, can I get some french fries? And he goes, of course. And then he limped his way to the fryer.
Okay.
So that's a surefire way to know if you're like, am I hot, am I not? Apply for a job at a restaurant and see if they hide you or they put you in front.
Okay.
The hottest people are the hostess.
For sure.
They go, hey, babe, you're so hot, we don't even want you walking.
I mean, that is a wild job. That seems wild that it came about, I would imagine, when? The 90s? That's just when I was born. When did the hostess job? When was it like, we're going to get some hot...
When was the alphabet invented? What, the 94? 93?
My experience with this is like the pretty girls from my high school would become hostesses at the restaurants in town.
Well, that's 100%.
And it's like, when did that happen where restaurant owners are just like, we're going to get pretty girls from high schools and put them in front of the house and not do anything besides just write down people's names?
How...
And they split the tips with everybody else. That's also a wild because they split the front of house even ways.
It was absolutely wild.
Yeah.
For a 35-year-old man to be like, is she a hot high school girl or an ugly
one?
That
is weird.
Right?
That is
weird. Oh, you're such a pretty high school girl hostess.
Yeah.
It was like the perverts of Sorting Hats is deciding when you are, where you are in a restaurant.
Yeah, that is. I think I would be a waiter. So front of the house, but not hot enough to just be standing and taking names.
No, bartenders for men are hot.
Okay.
So hostess for a woman is hot. Bartenders for men are hot.
Okay.
Waiters are the normal.
Okay. And you would have at least liked to be waiter.
I would have loved
You should have been waiter.
I was a
That's a huge misunderstanding. Like,
they put me as a blooming onion cook.
That's incredible.
I wasn't even supposed to. I was so ugly, I wasn't allowed to cook till I was 18, and they had me cooking at 17.
That's wild. I mean, you were misused.
Boulder Creek Steakhouse went out of business.
Welcome.
Yes.
Sorry.
Suck my ass.
Suck his ass.
Suck my dirty ass.
Suck it when it's dirty. Suck it after he had a blooming onion.
Yeah. Suck my dirty blooming onion ass. I'll spin that into your mouth.
So do you want to be friends with hot people?
Well, here's the thing. There's this idea called the aura that hot people have.
The aura.
Where they attract the smartest and the hottest people. So I don't per se want to be friends with hot people, but hot people, I've always been friends with the hottest people.
Okay.
Because I'm extremely charismatic and funny.
Because you're also hot.
Well, that's our definition of hot, okay. Right? But I'm very fun to be around.
Absolutely.
So when I want to be.
Of course, and then you're like, the hottest people get whatever they want, and of course they're going to choose the most fun person to be.
Me?
Yeah.
Why would I? Why?
Of course.
Why would they not? So they surround themselves with the smart people, the people that are talented in the show.
Yes.
It's just one hot dude that doesn't know, that doesn't understand the difference between there and there.
That's true.
So for me also, when I'm hot.
Okay.
What else do I want to do? If I were hot, I think I would fart in public.
Fart in public?
Because I have a theory.
Okay.
The ugliest person in the room is blamed for the fart. Whatever room you are in, if you are not the ugliest person, you could fart freely. Because no matter what, the ugliest person in that room is blamed for the foof.
And I would say not vocally.
No one's pointing it out.
You just think it goes subconsciously. A fart happens, person scans the room, ugliest person, I mentally assign that to them in my head.
They're not even trying to be mean about it.
Yeah.
If you think about your brain goes like this, ready? You're in a room full of hot people and one ugly person, right? Your brain goes, ooh, stinky. What must be stinky? Oh, thing that no look good. That's your brain. Ooh, stinky. What must be stinky? Beauty, beauty, ugly, ugly, stinky. That's your fucking caveman brain working.
Yeah, that might be true.
I mean, I'm no neuroscientist, okay, but I just got a PhD in that foof degree, okay?
The foof degree.
That's my degree. The PH-oof degree. And that foof degree is in knowing who's getting blamed for farts.
Okay.
Nothing makes me more angry when a small, tiny, even a beautiful, hot woman walks out of a bathroom. She's been in it for 20 minutes, blew it up. And then I go in next. Not because I can't handle the smell of poop.
Because you have to pee. And you're going to be in and out. And now the next person is going to blame that smell on you.
And there's no way. They go, even in their logical brain, they go, well, that person before him that was hot was in there for 20 minutes. And he was in there for 15 seconds. That man must be the fastest pooper in the world. He must be the poop machine. He must go around New York dooping and pooping all through the bathrooms. Boopity doopity poop. He must just save little nuggets and drop them all across the city. Just going from bar to bar, dooping and pooping across the town. That's 15 seconds. Doesn't even wipe. Just fucking waddles his dirty ass around. So that's something
that's happened
I would
to
do.
You before.
It's happened to me. You've been there.
I'm sure I have.
Oh, God. And so that's one thing I would love to do is fart in a crowded room.
Just keep farting around.
Just keep farting.
Yeah.
And not be blamed.
Have
for
you
it.
Ever?
Farted in a crowded room?
Yeah.
Probably more than hot people.
Okay.
Here's the
no,
thing.
You don't know that. Well, I think hot people probably are know this, too.
Well, yes, they do. They do. Oh, they do.
I think they know.
You know how happy? When I was in Edinburgh... You hear the pronunciation?
Edinburgh.
No, Edinburgh.
Oh, I did it wrong?
That's how my butt Danny says it.
No, you know how to say it.
He's from Ireland.
Yeah. No, I'm saying I was trying to say it correctly. You know how to
Some
say it.
Some people say Edinburgh.
Edinburgh? You say Edinburgh?
I go Edinburgh.
Okay.
I'm fucking like that.
Yeah, you are like
you
that.
You know? When I was in Edinburgh, I was going to the bar, and I swear to God, this tiny girl saddled up next to me. She scolded me around the whole fucking bar. And she saddled up next to me, and the girl dropped fucking goose eggs.
Ooh.
Just goose eggs.
Did you say something?
The story gets worse. She dropped goose eggs, and I'm standing next to a woman. Then the sexy woman next to me drops a couple of goose eggs. It stinks. I go, ooh. And she goes, oh, it stinks. And she starts spraying perfume and then sprays me with it. The woman who was farting.
Wow.
Fucking game plan to spray me with perfume.
With her farts.
From her foofs.
That's and wild. They know.
You tell for me sure. Being hot isn't good.
Oh, it is. Being hot is for sure a privilege.
And then I have to walk back.
One of the most privileged things that you could have.
I have to walk back to my friends. And go, why do you smell like a Bed Bath and why do you smell like a Bath and Body Works smashing? You smell like a raspberry lime pucker.
Because I got frames for farting.
And I go. There's someone out here trying to get me for a foof. Yeah. There's a foof on the loose, and they're trying to blame me. We got to get out of here.
Damn, that is definite. There's a lot of benefits.
That's one.
Farting, better jobs.
Better.
I think we could say from the front of house, back of house.
Better jobs. Well, they say that a hot person will earn 10.5% more than an ugly person at the same job.
I'm surprised it's that low.
Me too.
To be honest.
Me too. 10.5% more to be at the same job, a hot person will make that much more.
Yeah, that is tough. And I believe it.
And you know what? That money's going right back into their beauty, and they're making even more. That's compound interest on that ass.
That is interesting. Because hot people also do invest in their beauty.
Because they get making more.
Yeah. And when that is interesting. Because it's interesting to see the people who are losing it. Because some people, you're hot in high school. That doesn't necessarily always translate into your late 20s.
No, into your 30s.
Into your 40s. But the people that are like, I cannot lose this. This is the thing I have going for me the most. Yeah. And really invest in that. They know what they're doing a little bit. And it's not the worst decision either.
Well, they keep on investing in themselves.
Imagine you don't go to college. College is $200,000 now. and you just were like, I got to keep this 200 grand to make sure that I stay hot. It's probably not the worst investment.
Well,
learning a skill? Who has time to learn a fucking skill?
Nobody.
What do you need to be good at a job for? Just stay. Go there, be hot, learn some shit on the fly.
When I've like looked at those, like we've talked about these Alpha Bro like seminars.
Okay.
One of the things that they say is first thing you do, pay off your debt. Second thing you do, any extra money you have, put into getting hotter.
That's what they say.
I swear to God.
Oh, that's wild.
And they'll make guys go on stage and go, take your shirt off. Why won't you take your shirt off? Exactly. They go, I would never have someone at work in my company that can't take their shirt off. What do? We cold call people. I would never have someone
hot on boys
the,
only
on the other line of a cold call that doesn't have fucking ripped abs.
Hot boys only.
It's truly.
So these alpha males want only hot boys around them.
If you're doing drop shipping for me, you better have a fucking cum gutters.
That's
no boys here is doing drop shipping for me unless they got fucking cum gutters. You want to cold call people about insurance? You better have fucking tries and buys.
Yeah, that is wild.
So I'm excited. So money's going
to
be rolling.
They're speaking to you?
Well, I'm going to be hot. These are the people I'm going to be rubbing shoulders with.
Okay, sometimes.
Rubbing elbows, excuse me.
You want to be ethically hot, though. You don't want to be these monsters. We can't turn into alpha male.
No, that's the thing.
We can't do that.
I think I've already developed my personality.
True.
I think no matter
your point of view, certain things, that's not going to change. You don't think you're going to switch up?
Well, there is. Once you become hot. I will say this. There is a pipeline, a very interesting pipeline from fat man to skinny Republican.
It's a very interesting pipeline.
Every 5 pounds I lose, I go, maybe the wall. It's absolutely.
No, you
guys,
don't.
No, not me. People. These guys, when they lose their weight, every 5 pounds I lose, they go, maybe states should have more power. Every 10 pounds they're losing, they go, oh, these are bullshits. There is this weird pipeline
of
men that are fat getting skinny and then hating people.
It is wild. I think it's because they think they can do anything and that anyone can do anything. So you can pull yourself out of any situation.
I think
it's a lot of the pull yourselves up by your bootstraps. It's like I had this individual.
Couldn't even reach their bootstraps a month ago.
I had this individual success. Anyone could have individual success if they work hard enough. And they ignore systemic things in the world.
Yeah, I'm just worried.
You think you might become that?
I'm just scared. I don't think so. I hope I'm strong-willed.
Okay.
I go, am I strong-willed enough to continue doing my steps and try to lose a little weight? I hope I'm strong-willed enough to fight the demons of republicanism losing weight.
You will have to fight those demons.
That's when, because there's something must come.
Well, you have to understand the big pictures of everything, I think.
There's a quick switch.
There is.
And I don't know if it's a slow leak or a 1-2 punch that changes them.
It's just the thing of like anyone can help themselves if they put their mind to it, which I don't necessarily agree with.
These men are so funny to me.
Yeah.
They're so funny. The world hates them.
For sure.
They don't have money. All of a sudden, they go on the treadmill for 2 years. they start storming the Capitol.
We've talked about this. People who become hotter late in life, they need to adjust. They don't fully get it.
Nah. I'll keep myself in check.
Yeah.
Because if I'm hot, I will do this thing.
Okay.
I will do this thing. It's called... And me as an ugly man, I don't have this privilege. Okay. But I'm so excited to do this thing when I become hot.
When?
And that thing is going to be quiet.
Be quiet.
A privilege only given to hot people.
Hot people can be quiet.
If I'm in a room and people see me in a room and I'm just being quiet, they go, who invited that? Who invited that beanbag chair that's not talking in the corner?
They might be, what's the matter? Is he all right?
What's the matter with
him? Is he okay?
What's the matter? What's that pervert just staring at us? He's got nothing to add. Now, imagine me with the jawline.
Okay.
Then people go, he's a troubled soul. He must be fighting demons inside.
People might even come ask you something.
They might even reach out to me.
They might even want to talk to you.
Yeah.
They might even ask you to speak.
And you know what? As a hot person, I could do this. Ask me a question if I'm just brooding in the corner.
Hey, man, you're all right.
Yeah.
How was your ride over?
You would like to know, wouldn't you?
Yeah. John, your friend seems kind of standoffish.
And John, John just goes, whoa! This is me. I go to parties.
Would you
and,
like to know? Yeah. Hot people don't do that.
They do.
You think so? I mean, maybe in less words. Sometimes hot people are you. Really short. Yeah. They can be really short.
They
You're
don't
right.
have to. They You're don't right. have to. You know, they know they that you like them.
Yeah.
Me, I walk into a party. This is me. Hello.
I'm here.
Guess who's here? A people please all day for you and me. What do you want to talk about? I'll just pretend it's I like that too. Oh, Tamagotchi. Oh, let me help in the kitchen. Help in the kitchen. Help in the kitchen. Right? Oh, yes. My God. Who decorated? I turn into a gay man. I turn into a macho. I go, sports. I love sports. I just go around people pleasing the whole time. And just wait. That's me walk into party.
How does that feel?
Exhausting. Why do you think I stay home?
Okay. So your dream would be what?
My dream would be this. Hey, yeah, nice party.
You could just chill.
It's amazing.
That is nice.
That's amazing.
That has to come from you.
No.
You don't think so? Why don't you try it?
It comes from society. Because.
You've tried it?
I have.
You have.
And people say, what's the matter?
What's the matter? What's the matter? What's the matter? Yeah, you're right.
As a fat man, you have no. The only thing you're allowed to do is smile. It's our job as ugly people to make hot people feel comfortable and happy.
Interesting.
That's our job.
Yeah.
That's the class system we live in. I walk into a room, I see a hot person, I go, oh, let me entertain you.
I'm trying to think. We went to a party last year where I feel like you kind of sat and chilled. But I also did say, I did say, are you okay? A few times.
What party?
Last year in Jersey.
The one I took too much weed and hid in the corner?
I was going to say, that's why I kept asking, are you okay?
Yeah.
Was because you took too much weed up top.
I took so much weed that I'm not used to, and then I was just so high around people.
Yeah.
So that's one thing, right?
Yeah.
Another thing, when I'm hot,
okay,
what am I going to do? Purposely take ugly photos of me.
Purposely take ugly photos?
If you notice, the super hot people love to take a purposely ugly photo of themselves.
Some can't, which is crazy.
Well, that's
some. If they see an ugly photo of them, they're like, "You got to delete." Like, they can't even have an ugly photo of them exist.
But
some are like, "It's cool to be ugly and relatable," or they'll like try to take a ugly photo. My least favorite thing is when somebody's like, this is an ugly photo of me. This is relatable, and it's still really hot. And you could tell that it's one of about 50 photos taken, and you chose the hottest ugly photo. And it's like, this is you trying to be relatable, and it's so obvious.
Yeah. Like
Instagram versus reality. Both of these look great, and both of these are Instagram. God. I hate to break it to you. They're both Instagram.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait to be only filter.
Only filter, yeah.
I'm going to be only filter.
That's nice. That is hot. Also, I would say.
Yeah.
I knew. I've talked to, I would say, women that I've never seen an ugly photo of them. Really? Every single photo, even if they're sending me a little snap, this, that, and the other thing, they're like, ugly me does not exist to the public.
Interesting.
But that's a level of, like, I guess, insecurity. That is wild.
Oh, I can't wait to do it.
You can't wait?
I can't wait.
You can't wait to be.
I can't wait.
That insecure that you're not hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't wait to be worried that I'm not hot. I'm so hot that I'm not relatable.
That would be nice.
Oh, God. The trials and tribulations.
Of being really hot.
Yeah.
Yeah, it must be something.
It must be something.
Is there anything else you're looking forward to?
Well, I mean, like, yeah, that would be nice. You know, so today I went to the gas station. I've been a gas station boy.
Okay.
I'll tell you this. No hot person's ever said that. No hot person's been like, I've been going to the gas station convenience store a lot by my house.
People love the gas station.
Well,
I mean, not in New York. Hot people aren't talking about the gas station. But there's got to be, like, small towns across. Didn't what's Lana Del Rey tried to make a song where she's like the gas station queen. She's trying to get that hot. I forget what it's called. She has a song about.
Can I tell you a secret about these artists, man?
What?
They make songs relatable to us normal.
For sure. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. She's trying to.
She's a rich girl.
I know.
She's a rich.
I know.
She's forcing gas station culture on herself.
No, I know. I know.
So, like, I can't be like, Lana, finally, you're speaking your truth.
I agree.
We can't.
But she's trying to get that gas station hot girl. I think there is a gas station hot girl aesthetic that just is not existing in New York City.
There has to be.
Like when we grow up, I feel like maybe it's just when you're young.
Not when I was.
When you're a teenager.
There was no gas station. I knew I was ugly because I would buy rice bowls from the gas station.
That's nothing to do with ugly. That's nothing to do with being ugly.
I'll tell you this.
There's so many Italian restaurants on Staten Island that you can buy rice balls from. It must have been good rice balls.
They were tremendous.
That's why you bought
them.
They
were really
good.
They
have nothing to do with
that. They fell off, but there was like a good rice ball situation. I mean, I was screwed from the jump.
Okay.
You tell me, the gas station by you, did they have good rice balls?
That's Staten Island.
God, sometimes
that's crazy, actually. Because most places you go, you can't go. You go to the best Italian restaurant in their 20-mile radius, and they're not having good rice balls.
They were tremendous. I would get high, and I would tell my friends, drop me at the gas station. I'll walk home. I'll get a couple of rice balls. I'll eat them like apples on the way. That's Staten
like
Island.
Like apples. You burn your mouth?
You know Aladdin in the beginning of Aladdin where he's got the apple? He's like swinging around his body, like catching it. Like Abu takes a bite. That was me and the rats in Staten Island.
That's
with the rice
amazing.
Ball. As I walked up. Oh, shouldn't say that. As I walked on, going home to my mother's house.
Okay.
That was me, man.
That is. That's nice.
Yeah, so I guess I'm I'm going to have to give up my gas station convenience. And no New York City gas station is the place to be.
No, not at all. I mean, they don't exist, really.
I went to the gas station this
in
morning.
In great neighborhoods.
No, well, there's one right down the block from me.
Yeah.
And
there's like three in Manhattan, maybe?
In Brooklyn, there's a bunch.
Yeah, there's a lot in Brooklyn. I guess there's some in good neighborhoods in Brooklyn.
We can't be saying there's three. We'll be having people triangulate.
Yeah. I'm in Manhattan. There's
in
not
Manhattan.
A lot.
I don't live in Manhattan. I live in
maybe.
Brooklyn.
I think there's a especially lower than like the 50s. I don't even know if there's any.
So I'm going to have to, when I'm hot, I'm realizing I'm going to have to give up gas station snacks. Outside the city, you might not have to.
No,
but in Brooklyn, there's no gas station snacks. I went to the gas station this morning. I'm waking up early. I got shit to do in the morning, right? Because we're different. I go, I know I get good stuff done in the AM.
Okay.
So I go to the gas station this morning. I walk into the walk into the store. There's a guy like asking for money. And the guy goes, hey, you got 10 bucks? 10 bucks. I go like this. I go, 10 bucks. Because he took me back.
Yeah.
What person? We're asking for 10 bucks on the street now? He goes, you got 10 bucks?
Inflation, baby. I get it.
I go, 10 bucks?
Yeah.
I go, nah. And then he goes, sure, you're going to go buy your snacks in there, piggy. And starts chasing me doing piggy at 8:10 in the morning.
8:10 in the morning.
8:10 in the morning, I'm catching piggies at the gas station.
What did you do?
What did I do?
Yeah.
I bought snacks.
Yeah.
No, I bought a water bottle.
Oh.
No, I'm not eating snacks that early.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't eat snacks till midday. Midday the earliest.
I guess that's good.
I'm never starting snacks in the morning.
Yeah.
I want a water.
Yeah.
I want water.
Yeah, you want to go to the gas station, get a water, you want to walk.
I'm a big hydration guy.
Yeah, that's good.
I'm huge on hydration.
That's hot.
Very hot.
The hot girls know to stay hydrated.
I'm also scared about this. When I get hot.
Okay.
When I get hot, I'm scared about giving up, not going to Applebee's, but getting a 2-for-20 for myself at Applebee's.
You could do that.
Yeah, I could still do that?
Every now and then. When's the last time you did it?
Not since I was in Staten Island.
Yeah. So you do it the same amount.
It's not even that much food.
No.
It's one appetizer and two small entrees. They're not even the regular size of the normal entrees.
I agree.
You could do a 2 for $20.
I've done a 2 for $20.
Yeah. It's not even for a bad sure. deal.
No, not a bad deal at all.
I've done a curbside pickup.
Yeah, of course.
If you're ordering from Applebee's curbside pickup, am I going to not do a 2 for $20?
I've done a 2 for $20. That's the one thing I think this is what you're not actually realizing.
Okay, tell me.
That when you get hot, you can eat a lot of food in public without feeling shame.
Oh, my God. Wait.
That is, I think, that is hot behavior.
Can I tell you this?
What?
I haven't eaten ice cream in public since 94.
Well, this is what you, I eat a lot in public.
Oh, my God. I didn't even know food was allowed outside.
No, you can eat 2 for $20. Get 2 2-for-20s.
You're right.
Are you saying anything to a hot girl on a date if she orders a lot of food? You're like, you got even hotter.
Yes.
You are eating. This is great.
You're right.
This is even hotter. Yeah.
Hot people are allowed to do whatever they want.
Yeah. And that includes eat two entrees at Applebee's.
Oh, my.
You don't have to explain.
And I could love
in public. You don't have to go, oh, no, it's actually technically smaller and they make two. You don't have to do any of that.
I could publicly.
They're bigger, actually. Yes. And I'm going to eat both. And I'm going to eat this appetizer, and I might need to get another one.
And I could look in someone's eyes and be like, I'm going to eat so much food right now.
Yeah, you can. You can. That's what they do. And they don't feel any type of way. I mean, some of them would. Some of them are like, wow. They're commenting on it the whole time because they have insecure. But there's some hot people that they pig out.
And I could just look at them and go, I'm going to eat nonstop.
Yeah, especially hot guys.
Oh, wow. Yes, you're right.
Yeah.
I could wear pajama pants, slides, a tank top, and a denim jacket open.
And yeah, for sure.
And then go in there, order 4 beers, not get a DUI. And just not. Slam 2 for $20s. Wow.
Absolutely. You're half right. Price apps.
Your life Let's is try them good.
All. You can order with being like, I'm going to try it.
This is amazing.
Yeah.
This is amazing. I don't want people to think that I think not fat is ugly. Because I don't.
Of course not.
I'm just going based on society.
Yes.
I just want to go on the record saying
for sure, for sure.
I like curves.
For sure.
And also, whatever is hot to you is subjective.
All of this is subjective.
All this is,
we're talking,
I'm just going
joking
societal.
About societal things and don't the way like, that hot people behave.
Don't you like how I just panicked about the entire episode there for
no,
a moment?
No.
I just panicked over the entire episode in
no,
front of everyone.
I think that you understand that and we got that up front.
Did we?
Yeah, I think so.
I hope so.
I feel like we had that. We got that out of the way up front.
Well, for all the people that turned it off because they got so offended. Oops.
No, I don't think they got offended. It's tough. I think what you're trying to joke about the mistreatment between hot people and how you feel you're treated.
Yeah. You're not getting chased by the homeless guy.
They're not getting chased by the homeless. Yeah. What are people going to... A homeless man oinked at you this morning.
A homeless man oinked at me because I wouldn't give him $10 as I barely have money.
And you are joking about fantasizing if that weren't to happen.
You're right.
I think you're good. I think people know it's a joke.
Well, that's beautiful. Because I don't want to be hot phobic. Because hot phobia is real.
Hot phobia. Well, we made a joking video about the Hinge stuff, which was a little out of context of the whole combo that we had. But hot people got offended. The hots got offended. Because we said they didn't have a personality if they were on Hinge. And some hot, I get there's people that listen that are hot and on the dating apps. For sure.
Yeah. I don't know. I talk that in my
think
ass.
We just talk, yeah.
Yeah.
I think we were talking about people also that are getting hundreds of likes a week, being like, you don't probably need to be on these dating apps if you're getting that much attention all the time, constantly.
Yeah.
But it's funny how hotness is fragile.
Hot people are so.
You they don't
know
want
why?
You. You. They, hot people don't want you to be hot phobic.
Because hotness is fleeting.
It is.
Hotness is a feather in the breeze.
The type that we're talking about.
Yes.
Vanity, the vain,
yes.
Superficial type of hotness is fleeting.
And people want to do anything to protect the idea that they are part of that community?
Well, I'll tell you why. Because
well, tell me.
They don't it's easy. You could be hot and lazy a little bit. Hot people don't have to do as much.
That is nice.
So why would they don't want to get rid of it?
No.
Hot people just have to, like you said, they walk in a room, they have to be quiet. Everybody likes them. Hot people, it's like, why? I could do other things that are harder.
I wanna make shallow Hal, but the opposite.
Okay.
Where a hot person then all of a sudden becomes ugly and they realize the reality, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's what I want.
Okay.
And them just walking around, and normally the hot person walks around and goes, hey, what's up, babe? And instead the girl goes, ew, and sprays him with pepper spray. He walks in. He goes, excuse me, can I get up?
And he has to develop a personality.
And then he realizes he can't, and then he kills himself.
That's a good ending.
And he puts a gun in his mouth and he blows his brains out.
I love that.
And then
ending.
He realizes that ugliness was always inside of him. I'm kidding.
I love that ending. I don't know. It's easy to be hot.
That's our takeaway? Oh, it's easy. Your life is easy. Life is easy. And I'm excited for that.
That's nice. I'm excited for it too.
Continue this narrative, and I'm excited for that.
I mean, we've started with this narrative.
One
of the first episodes, you were talking about how you're hot. You officially decided.
Mia Khalifa.
Best comedian. You decided you're officially hot.
Yeah, I did. I proclaimed it. And so many people since then have proclaimed that they're hot.
That's good. They should.
It is good.
Because at the end of the day, it's all fugazi.
Yeah.
And hot people that are annoying and hot people that are mean, they will retain certain people, but it's just like, why do you want to be around those people anyways? They'll always have friends. They'll always have people around them. They'll always be able to not be lonely on some level.
But it must be so sad to not like have a connection with a person.
I don't think they care. Because I've met people where I'm like, like a hot couple. You ever meet a hot couple and you're like, I have no idea what they talk about?
They don't talk about anything.
And they're just hot?
They create art by fucking.
Me? Wow, I never thought of that. When you see them out at the table on a date and you're like, they don't talk, or you have a friend that's kind of
and they're both like
kind of boring, and then you meet their significant other, and it's like, all right, you would think that they would have someone that would bring them out of their shell or someone that compliments them in a nice way. It's literally just the exact same type of person who's also kind of cold and hot and quiet. And you're just like, all right, I don't get how they connect.
Well, that's how important looks are.
What is
that,
love?
That someone would rather go with someone that's close to their societal norm of their attractive level, that's completely dead and boring and will add no excitement to their life, rather than just go one little itty bitty step down and have someone that's going to bring joy in life to them.
It is wild.
Because here's the thing. If you go one itty bitty step down, that person will be so happy to be with you.
Yeah. And just probably compliment you in a nice way and bring certain sides out of you.
You're quiet. Sometimes it takes that. They have facts.
Yeah. Sometimes it takes that for me to realize who, because I have hot friends. And when they choose.
We'll see the truth when I'm making you fish later.
When they choose someone who's boring like that, it's like, oh, you don't even see that there's flaws in you, that you know what I mean? Like, you're not self-reflective by choosing another boring, hot person.
No, but their bodies together.
Art.
That's art.
I guess that's what it is.
Me? I'm making modern art.
Modern art.
I got a little Dolly hanging off the side of the girl.
I love it. That's great.
A little Picasso. They go, how is his knee over there?
You're a modern artist.
Wait, why is his nipple by our belly button? I'm a modern artist.
That's beautiful.
We make modern art. Beautiful. Well, thank you all the people. We're going to jump over to Patreon. My sister sent me an article I want to talk about over there.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah, I have some things I could talk about.
Oh, okay.
Always on the Patreon. Subscribe for more tea. What it was, the Patreon has been what? Tea, journey of loving ourselves.
Some serious stuff.
Some serious.
If you want
some wild stories that we can't share on the pod.
Yeah.
So if you want, gossip about my life, learning to love ourselves and wild stories that Sebastian can't say on the podcast, subscribe to the Patreon.
That's good.
And we're up to 28 episodes. 28 episodes, 4 videos or vlogs from Portugal. We did a vlog from my hometown. We did a vlog in Target. So
yeah, check it out.
There's a lot of content over there at this point for $10. Even if you join for a month, you subscribe, you unsubscribe, you come back, pop in and out if you want. I know $10 is expensive, at this point,
binge it and leave.
You could binge it and leave and come back if you want. But any amount helps. At this point, you're going to get a lot of content for that $10. So please subscribe to the Patreon. It helps us. The most direct way that you can support the podcast, the most direct way that you can help Sebastian and I, is by supporting that Patreon.
Beautiful, Robbie. Hit the music.